is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's September 17th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, dozens of children are dead after the UN gives tainted vaccines in rebel-held Syria. Meanwhile, the polio vaccine cripples close to 48,000 children in India. Thank you, Bill Gates. Then, a teenager is in a coma after a cop tasered him into compliance during a routine traffic stop.
Anybody that is physically resistive, that is 17 years of age, that fits within our policy.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. The House has approved Obama's Iraq-Syria military strategy. Now, this is something that has been much contested because people understand that, you know, you have many rebel groups. You have the rebel groups who have the affiliations with Al-Qaeda. You also have other rebel groups, which my understanding they're few in number, but you do have people that are not pro-Assad, they're not pro-Al-Qaeda. They're just, you know, general rebels. Like I said, those people are most likely few in number, but they do exist. And now the people have spoken, so to speak, or I guess trying to speak for the American public. And the House voted today. It was 273 to 156. Yay for military support of the Syrian rebels, the moderate Syrian rebels, as the article calls them, against the Islamic State terrorist organization. But let's think about this. Let's think about the history of arming these foreign rebels. Let's talk about Mrs. Clinton talking about the Mujahideen, those famous clips where she has had those interviews. And she said, we created the Mujahideen for a particular purpose. And then after we were done with them and, you know, they were just kind of around the region, they became our enemies and we had to fight them, or we used them as a weapon to aim at this person or this regime. It's the same thing that's not only going to happen, but is already going on with these Syrian rebels. Like I said, you do have other rebel groups out there as well. But how do you know? I mean, it's so easy to confuse the moderate rebels with the extremist rebels that even a U.S. senator can do it. Senator John McCain goes out there. He's hobnobbing with the Syrian rebels, the terrorist rebels, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Osama bin Laden brigade singing praises of Syrian rebels. And, you know, he's out there taking selfies and having a good time. And then it comes out that, hey, these are actually terrorist rebels. Oh, I didn't know those guys were the terrorists. And then he comes out and blames Rand Paul for not going out there and hanging out with the same terrorists that he knows. He's like, yeah, I know ISIS. You know, I know Bob and Bill and all those terrorists out there. Rand Paul needs to go spend his time with them. So we'll see what happens. We've seen these rebel groups burn down entire villages, decapitate people, train children how to use AK-47s. We've shown you all those clips here on the InfoWars Nightly News, and you can also find them on InfoWars.com. Now, whether the child is killed by a bullet or a vaccine, there's a lot of death going on over in Syria. Dozens of children dead after UN gives tainted vaccines in rebel-held Syria. A United Nations-sponsored measles vaccine program in northern Syria resulted in 36 children suffering excruciating deaths, according to doctors in the area held by U.S. and Saudi mercenaries who are administering the program. It's great to have mercenaries out there giving vaccines. I'm being joking there. Infants given the poisoned vaccines experienced rapidly falling heart rates and turned blue. Anti-Assad activists blamed the Syrian government and accused it of spiking the vaccines with cyanide. The mercenaries previously accused the Syrian government of launching a chemical weapons attack in Damascus. It was later discovered that the so-called rebels had in fact launched the attacks. So, yes, the rebels have launched at least one chemical attack, and we know this because they put it up on their YouTube page with the Black Al-Qaeda logo in the corner. So, but they try to blame that on Assad. So, the issue with this is another vaccine story, and regardless of what's inside this vaccine, whether it's cyanide or some other thing, vaccines in general have not a good track record. And I was talking to a lady one time at a protest. She was a nice lady. She knew I worked here at InfoWars, and she asked me about vaccines. And I said, miss, it's not as simple as you take a shot and you develop some type of instant health defect. You know, it does happen to some people. But, you know, the issue is that they have mercury in many of these vaccines. So, and I posed her the question. I said, let's say it wasn't mercury. Let's say it was something like pancake syrup or chocolate syrup. What is the health benefit of injecting pancake syrup into your body? And same thing with mercury. What good are you doing by injecting this into your body, especially for pregnant women and young children? But it goes beyond Syria. We've had many vaccine deaths and other things happen. We have the article on Infowars.com. Bill Gates' polio vaccine cripples 47,000 children. So you can read that on Infowars.com and get more abreast of the situation. And with this whole meme of it's all for the children, let's talk about the way the children are being disciplined. FBI investigates teen in coma after cop deploys taser during routine traffic stop.
Officer Tim Reynolds has served with the Independence Police Department for 2 years. He was responding to a warrant on a woman he believed to be inside the car. Turns out she wasn't. Officers here say they're standing behind him, saying he used the proper protocol when he tased Bryce Masters.
And as I always say, this is the issue, because these aren't rogue cops. These aren't dirty, hairy guys. These are guys who are acting within their policy. If you go to the Infowars.com and see that full clip, the police spokesman says, yes, these guys were acting within the policy, within the procedures. It's in the handbook that we can treat 17-year-olds like that. Now, let's talk about how students are being taught in school, or being treated in school, rather. Students' virginity rocks T-shirt banned from Arkansas middle school. And this is the story of a teenager at Ramey Junior High. And she was wearing a T-shirt that said Virginity Rocks, which summed up her beliefs about sex and marriage. But the school banned the T-shirt and forced the teen to wear a school-issued gym T-shirt because the Virginity Rocks T-shirt put out a message that could lead people to be uncomfortable about conversations about sex, reports 5 News. So, you know, in the school system, I can't say so much for this school system, but a lot of schools around the nation, they'll have sex ed or some type of sex ed before age 13. Especially when you get into the middle school. So I'm not sure if she had that or not. But when I was in school, you know, 6 to 13, people already knew about sex. They had some type of demonstration, you know, about, you know, what happens. This is what happens when boys get excited. This is what happens when girls get excited, you know, get excited, that whole spiel. So I don't know. It just goes more in line with them banning American flag T-shirts, also saying you can't wear an NRA T-shirt, and also NFL players being banned from wearing T-shirts that say Jesus. You can't really exercise any freedom of speech in these so-called public schools. And we'll end our segment tonight with this, talking about freedom, talking about liberty. Mayor Bloomberg receives the French Award for supporting the ideas of liberty. Let me get through this before I start laughing. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg traveled to France this week to receive the country's top civilian honor. So this is a man with Michael Bloomberg who wants to ban large sodas, he wants to ban e-cigarettes, and most importantly, he wants to ban your right to bear arms. So this is Michael Bloomberg, somebody who the French say, maybe they're just misinformed. I'll hope that's what it is. So that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. We'll have a special report from Joe Biggs, and also my special report detailing violence, the off-field violence concerning the NFL. You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the top stories concerning our nation, besides the potential funding of ISIS and a potential Ebola outbreak, is the scandals involving the NFL. And no, this is not SportsCenter. We talk about this to talk about the serious issues of child abuse, of domestic violence, because as you recall previously, the NFL had the scandal involving Jovan Belcher and the murder-suicide of himself and his girlfriend. Bring you up to date with the most recent things, the most recent allegations concerning one Adrian Peterson involving child abuse. And, you know, when we talk about these topics, it's that when you have entertainers, especially sports stars, when it relates to the men, you know, because these NFL players, these NBA players, they're hyped up as, you know, this is the ultimate man. You know, you got this guy, he's in great shape, he has all these physical attributes, and he's put out there as to be, you know, the pinnacle of what you want to be, you know, kind of like a superhero, right? So this is what you should achieve to be. But the issue is, when these guys get in trouble, it's the ultimate fall from grace. You know, they try to see how low they can take these guys. And some of these guys definitely need to be taken down if they're doing some of these actions that they're accused of. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you have organizations like the NFL, a guy kills his girlfriend in a murder-suicide, now we have to ban the guns. You know, it's the gun culture they come out and say with their commentator. It's the gun culture that attributes to these type of actions. Well, I'll tell you, I've reported on many gun stories here in the state of Texas, around the country, but personally here in the state of Texas. And I've seen people very immersed in the gun culture. And these aren't violent people. These are people who can walk peacefully down the street, assembled with their long arms, walk down the street, educating people, handing out literature, and it's all well and good. No violence has taken place. So when they say the NFL that it's the gun culture, I disagree with that. And now we're talking about more physical domestic violence. We saw Ray Rice punch his girlfriend, knock her out, and also, you know, the allegations with Adrian Peterson saying that he spanked his child so hard that he basically sent them to the hospital. And I'm not one of those one-size-fits-all kind of guys, you know, because even in my more recent days here at InfoWars, I'm trying to be careful to say, you know, it's not police at large, it's this individual in the police department or this individual in the sheriff's department or this FBI agent or this ATF agent, and not try to say that everybody's collectively guilty who's in those organizations. And it's the same thing with the NFL. A lot of these guys, you know, they're good-hearted guys who just grew up to play the game they love as a child. There are a lot of good-hearted people. You know, even a guy from my hometown who I went to school with, you know, he comes back to town during the summers and he teaches a free camp for the kids, and it's great. So you have a lot of good guys in the league, but you have some of these bad apples. And so I say all that to say this, that when you have the bad apples come out and do the gun violence, and now everybody's collectively guilty who's in the gun culture, is every man going to be responsible for the actions of these guys, do these bad things to their wives, their girlfriends, and so on and so forth. So let's get straight into these articles. Now, Peterson's attorney responds to new allegations he injured another son. Of course, referring to Adrian Peterson, some photos emerged of what alleged to be Peterson's son. He has these big welts and scars on his legs, had to be taken to a hospital. And personally, you know, I don't have a problem with spanking kids. I don't recommend that you send them to the hospital. That does cross the line to child abuse. I was spanked, talking to the guys in the back. They were spanked. You know, they tried to make it a Southern thing. It's not a Southern thing. It's in the Bible. Spare the rod and spoil the child. It doesn't mean beat the child until they're put into the hospital. But you give them a little pat on the butt. Hey, don't do that again. And the people I know, or, you know, the parents I know who don't spank their kids, and like, you know, Johnny, I'm going to count to 10, 9, 9.5, 9.75. And then they go on this whole deal trying to get to 10. And it's a joke. And the kids are running wild. So I encourage people, well, personally, I would spank kids if I had kids, but I would not put them in the hospital. Another article about Peterson. Adrian Peterson case brings scrutiny to child spanking. And we'll go on here. SportsCenter hosts on Ray Rice, we need to reprogram the way we raise men. Reprogram. Well, let's see. This is ESPN writer Kate Fagan said the NFL should spend millions on programs to encourage boys to be raised in a less hyper-masculine environment. I don't think masculinity and violence are one and the same. You know, you can have a good, strong, he's not a role model, but you think about some guy like the Dos Equis man, right? And like I said, I'm not encouraging anybody to drink. I'm not saying that's the pinnacle of manliness. But, you know, he's just, you know, an adventurous guy, this fictional character. You know, and that's kind of, you know, what I'd like to be. I'd like to be an adventurer or a conqueror, you know, out on some expedition. To me, that's what's manly, not physical violence. You know, if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. And I'm definitely not saying that the cases we're talking about here are self-defense cases. But, you know, just being an adventurer, doing something useful with your time, building a media operation like Alex Jones did. You know, that's manly and masculine as far as I'm concerned, not saying that people need to be abusing their children. Spanking isn't parenting, it's child abuse. Now, once again, as I said earlier, if you spank your child to the point where you have to put them in a hospital, yes, that is child abuse, but a little pat on the butt, I don't see anything wrong with that. But, you know, people don't like that. They want you to have these little hellion children running around and doing all these horrific things. We'll move faster now. The cultural, regional, and generational roots of spanking. A lot of people have their two cents on this. Why you should never spank your kids. And also we have Miss Condoleezza Rice. People are saying that she should take over the NFL. She's an avid NFL watcher. And now people are saying that this person who was involved in the Bush administration, also some yellow cake shenanigans going on in the Bush administration. Not saying she was personally responsible for those, but some very questionable actions coming out of that administration. I really wouldn't want any of those guys, whether it's Bush, Cheney, Rice, or anybody else, to be involved in the NFL. And finally, we'll end on this because, you know, everybody talks about we need better role models in the NFL. And I see this and I'm like, well, what's wrong with this guy? We see RG3, that's a quarterback for the Redskins, and he's told by the NFL not to wear his Jesus t-shirt. So you have a guy who's trying to be a positive role model in a organization that desperately needs one. He shows up saying, hey, you know, I'm a man of faith. I want to just wear a very, you know, just it's a plain t-shirt. It just says no Jesus, no peace. And the NFL says, no, you can't have that because, you know, we'd rather have these other guys out here doing all these wild things and have a respectable guy walk around in a t-shirt that says Jesus. You have the NFL, the No Faith League, apparently. So that's it. That's my two cents on that. Like I said, not everybody in the NFL is collectively guilty for this stuff. But if you have good role models, let them be good role models. And hopefully they won't try to come into your household and tell you how to raise your children, because it goes from disciplining the locker room to trying to propagandize the entire stands. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. We'll have a special report from Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs coming up right after this break.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We'll be right back.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com, here to analyze this Ebola crisis happening in Africa right now. Now, we know that yesterday the New York Times reported that U.S. will commit up to 3,000 troops to fight Ebola in Africa. Why are we sending armed military to fight Ebola? Well, let me tell you why. I think it is pretty much, I don't know if you listened to the show last week when I was at Ground Zero on the Alex Jones show, a lot of things that happen when we get ready to go into war, we need to use a humanitarian crisis like Ebola. A year ago from the September 11th memorial, President Obama came out on the eve and once again tried to beg the American people to back him in his fight against Syria. He wanted to, in essence, fund the Free Syrian Army again to help topple the Assad regime because there was a humanitarian crisis happening over there. Now, here we are again, a year later, and the president once again wants us to fund the Free Syrian Army, who we know helps and supports ISIS. Now, we're going to send these 3,000 troops to Africa. Well, there's a lot that we can gain from going into Africa. There's a lot of stuff that we know about what happens over there with human trafficking, with the narcotics, with diamonds, all this stuff. Right now, profits are soaring as Pentagon leans on private corporations for special ops. Now, it's kind of interesting because the United States Special Operations Command tendered a $1.5 billion contract that required support with psychological operations happening right there in Africa. Now we have a separate document related to the same contract noted that one purpose of the effort was to conduct market research for Al-Qaeda and its affiliates in Libya, Tunisia, Mali, northern Nigeria, and Somalia. So we want to go down there. We want to take all these private corporations. We want these ex-special forces contractors to also be sent to Africa. Meanwhile, we have 3,000 troops that are going to be fighting Ebola. Well, I think that's funny because back in June, a powerful Al-Qaeda branch in Yemen and northern Africa called for jihadists in Iraq and Syria to unite against all common threat from U.S.-led coalitions. But both the Yemen base and the northern African-based networks rejected ISIS's declaration of an Islamic caliphate in June and said they remain loyal to al-Zarqawi, the leader of Al-Qaeda. What does that sound like to you? Well, just a few days ago, entire leadership of ISIS opposition wiped out by an unexplained explosion. We are taking out people who really want to fight ISIS, who don't like them, given they don't like us as well, but we want our Frankenstein to grow. We want our Frankenstein to terrorize the world. We don't want this rogue group that we don't have any control over anymore, because right now we still have ISIS in our pockets. And let's go back to 9/11, 2 days before September 11th, on the 9th, the leader of the Northern Alliance commander, Hamad Shah Massoud, was mortally wounded in a kamikaze assassination. Now, this event had a direct bearing not only for our understanding of 9/11, but also on the U.S.-NATO-sponsored war and occupation of Afghanistan. Now, had Shah Massoud not been assassinated, the U.S. administration would not have been able to install their political puppet, Hamad Karzai. So this all is starting to add up right now. I think this Ebola crisis in Africa is a beard for what we want to do. Now, in my group in Afghanistan, I used to go on a lot of humanitarian missions as well. And what we would do is we'd go out on convoys, hand out food. Well, before we would go do that, just miles ahead of that area, we would drop off OGA, other government agencies, special op guys, counterterrorism, FBI, things like that, and they would go off and do these other missions, you know, go after what their real target was. The humanitarian part was just a beard. Now we're going to go to a clip from the Obama deception, where in this documentary, it clearly states that President Obama will lead the invasion into Africa.
Number 6, Obama is already pushing to expand the Department of Defense budget and to station more U.S. troops overseas to encircle Russia, China, Iran, as well as setting up bases in Africa under the pretext of humanitarian aid, and dominate and occupy Africa through AFRICOM.
So we're taking your phone call, seeing what you think of Barack H. Obama. Is he a Judas goat? Is he a front man? Is he a betrayer? Let's go to Anthony in Georgia. Anthony, what's your take on Barack Obama?
They put the face of Barack Obama as part of their public relations because it's like in the old folk tales about vampires. A vampire cannot force his way into somebody's house. It's against some kind of metaphysical law. So the vampire has to persuade the resident of the household to open the door and invite him in. So they're going to look at the peephole at Barack Obama, which looks like them and appears to be on their side. They're going to say, okay, here's my ally. Let me open the door and let me let this person in. And then Barack Obama is just, of course, a front man for the American empire, where he's going to have the entire U.S. Navy, the entire U.S. Army, and the entire U.S. Marines under AFRICOM command. And, of course, he's going to turn it into a new Iraq, and he's going to turn it into a new Afghanistan. Everything, every operation that you see going on in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to propagate to the poor countries of Africa.
Well, sir, I agree with you. They're looking to the people. They see a handsome, smiling African face. You know, he's all, hey, I'm from Kenya. And then it's a total bait and switch. But it's the same thing here in the United States where they would get sellout Native American chiefs to sell out their people. This is the oldest trick in the book. And he can also pacify the most downtrodden minority groups in the United States. And he's saying, hey, get ready for sacrifice. Get ready to lose your standard of living. They're like, yay, I love Obama. They could never get away with this with a John McCain.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya, and he's got a Odinga Islamic alliance to crush the Christians in Kenya. But this also reaches into Ethiopia, it reaches into Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and a whole bunch of other countries in that region. So all of Africa is a battlefield in flames between the U.S. and the Chinese, with Obama leading the charge to kick the Chinese out for geopolitical reasons.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. But if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.